flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, this is how you know that I have lost my mind. This is how you know I have four kids. And I'm running around sometimes like a chicken with my head cut off, like a dog chasing his tail around in circles. I promise you. And you heard it in my weather and none of y'all said nothing. Y'all didn't send me a note. Y'all didn't text the show. Y'all didn't call in to Lindsay. Lindsay, you didn't say anything. I thought you had my back, Lindsay.
What happened?
This is my new producer. I thought you had my back. I thought you were looking out for me. I thought you were here for me. I was today's years old until I listened to that weather report from Al Shock. I thought Tuesday was the 25th. I promise to God, this whole time I have been thinking that Tuesday is Christmas Day. I had no idea until I just listened to Al Shock's weather report that he said Christmas is on Wednesday. I promise to you, I thought today was the 20th. I thought Christmas was on Tuesday. You mean to tell me Christmas is not until Wednesday? I got a whole nother day to get it together? What? What? I had no idea. I had no idea. Okay, so this is amazing. I love it. Okay, now, so we have an opportunity to get something together. Lindsay, I want you to call Geraldine Steele because she's calling me right now because I want to talk about Geraldine's concert that's coming up tonight and tomorrow at noon on the show. So Lindsay, let's see if we can get Geraldine on the phone line.
I'm on it.
Get her, just patch her in. Thank you so much. But I have lost my mind, y'all. I really have lost my mind. I have been operating as if Christmas is on Tuesday. Like, there's something I want to do, and I'm like, I got to get it done Monday. And somebody was like, well, can you wait? And I was like, no, I can't wait. I got to get it done on Monday. It's got to get done on Monday. If it don't get done on Monday, it can't get done because Christmas is Tuesday. I don't know if I said it out loud. I literally was getting ready to, like, I'm so glad I listened to Al Shock. Thank you. God bless you. Because I have been operating as if Christmas is on Tuesday and nobody has said otherwise. And y'all know how it goes. School's out. You're on vacation. You lose track of days and times and dates and all this other good stuff. I know we got to do a couple of things. We got to take the kids to see Wicked. We've got to go to see Sonic. We've got to go to the Steele's family Christmas. Geraldine Steele is joining us. Geraldine, would you believe that this whole time through the whole month of December, I thought Christmas was on Tuesday? girl, pray for your friend,
you
please. Geraldine, I promise to God, I have been sitting up here, like, I'm trying to do something, and I'm like, it got to be done on Monday. And they were like, well, can we do it on Tuesday? I'm like, no, got to be done on Monday. If it can't be done on Monday, it can't be done because, you know, Tuesday, and I don't know if I said it out loud, but in my mind, I was thinking Tuesday's Christmas. So my mom and them is here, and I've been operating as if Tuesday, we unwrapping gifts, and Tuesday's, girl, no wonder everybody's moving slower than me. I'm like, y'all got to pick up the pace. What are y'all doing? Get up. Girl, because Christmas is on Wednesday. Okay, girl, I have, girl, your friend has lost her whole mind. I don't,
Look at okay. look. You just gotta look.
Okay.
The visual of that will be supplying me with joy for about 2 weeks.
Oh my god! Sure. Oh my god! Okay, so speaking of 2 weeks. Every year, Geraldine Steele, for 2 weeks, we go down to Houston, escape the Minnesota cold, and spend the holidays with my mother and father. It is not lost on me that there are so many people out there who are missing their parents because they are no longer here. And so I'm trying to spend as much time with my parents as long as I got them here as possible. And so that was the plan. We were excited about it. We were going. And then you and your family announced that y'all were having the Steels Family Christmas Concert. You got one show tonight at Pantages Theater. Mm-hmm. You got one show tomorrow at 3 o'clock mm-hmm. at Pantages Theater. And so mm-hmm. I called my parents and said, we're not coming there. Y'all are coming here. Bought up 9 tickets so we can bring the entire family tomorrow after church. We're going to go to church and then we're going to go lunch and then we're coming down to the Pantages so we can see the Steels Family Christmas Show. I know y'all getting ready for tonight, girl. You gotta tell us what y'all got planned for the people coming to Pantages tonight for the show.
I ain't telling you nothing about that. Look at here.
Aww, no, give me some scoop.
This is the thing is that we really do we're excited about it. Now here's the thing. This is our last Christmas show. I need you to know that.
This I did not know
40th,
that.
The 40th anniversary. And at first, when my sibling said to me, you know, maybe we should just stop. I said, who's supposed to tell me when I'm to stop? So Javita said, no, we got to, you know, we're going to just stop. And I said, oh, my God, no. But you know what? I'm okay with it now because we have so many nieces and nephews. I want to, you know, buoy them to come forward and do the Christmas shows because they can dance, they can sing, they're amazing.
They are amazing. Well, they got good stock. They got good genes. And it's not just you and your siblings, but your nieces and nephews, your children. They'll
That's
all
right.
be performing tonight at the Pantages
no.
Theater.
No, that is not true. See, that's another thing with this whole 40th anniversary, and it's our last anniversary. We decided that the children, they have so much going on. So many of them sing and dance and do so much.
Yes, and they play and instruments. You see them in the band and stuff.
That, yeah, but the only nephew that's I have a cousin and a nephew that are playing in the show too. And the band is smoking, girl. You know, Kenny. Seriously, you coming to the show? I can't wait for you to tell me what you think about it. Cause it's
you know what? She was just about to start telling. Y'all see her? She stopped herself. She was just about to start telling us who was in the band. She got comfortable. She was getting ready to tell us. She had to stop herself. I thought I had her. I thought I had you. She was like, and Kenny,
girl, I had to breathe. Because Kenny is so awesome. And then there's Corey Wong. Do you know Corey Wong?
I know Corey Wong. Yes. Oh my God, he's gonna be there.
He is playing with us. And we were all like, he's playing with what? Honestly, we are. It's amazing how God, how this, you know, the earth moves in these moments, right? When you don't expect such excellence, and now it's just. It's so beautiful. I have cried just thinking about the band and how incredible they are.
Well, I cannot wait to come. You have to tell me because this is your last show. This is so special. People are listening and they are definitely going to want to buy tickets. I got my 9. We right down front on the left-hand side. Say hey, wave at us because I want my mama to think, you know, I know y'all because I've been telling her. She's like, Shaletta, you don't know these people. I do know them, mama. I do. Really?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, she don't know. She don't know. Let me help you with that.
Girl, but there's people out there.
Okay.
For family traditions, and we've been talking a lot about that on the show today, holiday traditions, the Christmas season doesn't start until they see the Steels Family Christmas. You guys are going to be singing some traditional songs. And this is just a wonderful time for all of us to get our parents and grandparents and family members and kids over to the Pantages Theater for some of that Steels holiday Christmas magic. And, you know, I want to make sure that, you know, if you have tickets available, folks can still come and participate.
Yes, please. And they reduce the fee a bit. It's down to either $28 or $30. So, you know, there are tickets still available. Come on down and check us out, because this is our last time. And by the way, what is so remarkable is that there are people that come to us and they say, I know you guys do a lot of the regular type of Christmas songs. However, I had to tell them half of the show, the songs, are written by the Steels.
Yes.
You know, and that has been a complete joy for us. Joy.
Now, talk to us about that, because you guys are Minnesota's first family of music. You know, you guys do so much. You know, your sister Javita, your brothers Billy, JD, and Fred are all over, your footprints are all over this state, all over this region. And it is just amazing. I mean, one of y'all could sell out an arena, but to have the entire Steels family there singing and performing, it is just a sight to behold.
Well, it's been remarkable. The people that we've worked with, we've been, you know, we played with orchestras like the Minnesota Orchestra. We love them. We love them. Okay. And I keep saying to myself, how is it that we got here, that we got to this amazing point, 40 years of singing together, and we still love each other. Ain't nobody slapped nobody. You know,
hey, y'all never hear nothing bad about them Steels.
No, we don't do that, honey. Our mother is still on the planet, let me tell you. That's not
And looking good. And you know, I just, you guys, you know, grew up at the same time. Some of your siblings grew up at the same time as the Jacksons. And, you know, I heard stories about your brothers going in and, you know, seeing them perform, and you guys were on some of the same circuits. And so it is just absolutely amazing that, you know, you all are still around. You are still singing. We get to actually witness a Christmas celebration with the Steels tonight at 7 p.m. and tomorrow at 3 p.m. at the Pantages Theater. It is showtime. Bring yourself and your family for the joy, for the music, for the holiday cheer. And you can reserve your seats. Tickets are still available right now. You can go to hennepinarts.org/events, pick up tickets. Like Geraldine's saying, the tickets have been reduced, so you can get tickets for a reduced rate. But baby, that concert, that show is not going to be reduced. And when I say participating, I mean participating, because you're going to be up dancing, you're going to be crying, you're going to be clapping, you're going to be tapping your feet, because, you know, I danced the whole time. I wear my comfortable shoes when I went to the last one, because you guys put on a show, and we're not just sitting back watching. You make the audience a part of what you're doing. Is that intentional, or is the song, the music just so powerful that we just jump right in?
You know, we jump right in. That's what we do. We try our best. Javita's the one that really adds to more when it comes to dancing. And of course, sometimes she'll say, okay, Geraldine, you need to move faster than that. You need to get that leg up like it's supposed to be. It's like, okay. It's like a police show, you know. But you know, all five of us are so different. Fred, you know, he looks like Clark Gable, if you knew that person.
Yes.
But we call him Dark Gable. Okay.
Oh.
Because he has this silky voice, and it's incredible. And he also is the ears of the family. Billy is the one that comes in with jokes. You know, he comes to the piano,
yes,
and he's laughing and making us laugh. However, he is absolutely amazing with 3 Grammys with the Sounds of Blackness, right? And then mm-hmm. there is me. I do the contracts, and I nourish the clients, and I have enjoyed that for 40 years. It's just been wonderful.
Oh,
and then there's
gosh.
JD. And JD is,
yes,
just, you know, he's everywhere. He's everywhere, really. I mean, throughout
all
the world.
The
he's
place.
Just everywhere,
yeah.
All over the place. Mm. Yeah.
Well, we got to be only one place, and that is tonight at the Pantages Theater at 7 o'clock, and then tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Tomorrow at 3 o'clock. I cannot wait to see the show. And, you know, you are witnessing history if you get your tickets, because they're still available. This is the last Steels Christmas concert.
That's it.
Okay.
Until I call everybody and say, yeah, you know, I'm going to go do it. So y'all come on. That's not going to happen, Geraldine. No, that's not going to happen.
No, Geraldine. No.
No. But I just want to say to you, thank you so much for all that you do. Not just for the Steels, but everybody. You're the one that thinks about us. And I'm grateful for that, Shaletta. So thank you.
Oh, thank you for loving me. I tell people when I got to the Twin Cities, I was looking around for somebody to follow. And I followed you and just started literally following you. I don't know if you realize it, but you were at Almanac, so I showed up at Almanac. You were at CCO Radio.
It.
So did you realize that? I am a straight up stalker.
It.
Yeah.
And
said you were CCO Radio.
Yeah.
At Almanac, I've been there like 17 years. And then you were at CCO. Yep. You were at CCO Radio. And I came over and asked if I could work with you on your show. And, you know, it was just for me
a
blessing to be able to work with people that I admire. You know, it's one thing to just, you know, work with somebody, but it's another thing to work with somebody that you admire. And so that was just always such a blessing to me. Mm-hmm.
Well, you are loved. Just know that, okay?
I love y'all too. Okay, I'm not the singer. I won't be singing on stage, but I'll be on the road.
Don't make me do it.
Don't pull me up there, girl. We will clean that whole arena out. Steels Christmas Celebration tonight and tomorrow at the Pantages Theater. Get your tickets at hennepinarts.org. They're right there on the homepage. It's a couple of clicks away, and you and your family can have an amazing Christmas. My mother is looking forward to it. I changed up my whole family Christmas vacation because of it. Not just because I love Geraldine Steele and support her, that is true, but because this is a once in a lifetime opportunity, and I do not want to miss the last Steels Christmas show. So I will see you tomorrow, my friend.
I can't wait to see you, because you'll be smiling and I'll find you quickly.
Yay! I love you. All right, talk soon. You all stick around. There's more to come. It is 2:27. You are listening to The Shaletta Show, and Christmas time is different than when I thought it was going to be. How about that? I assumed that Christmas was on Tuesday. I really did. This whole time, I have been thinking that Christmas is Tuesday. It is not. Christmas is on Wednesday. I have a whole nother day. I literally have no appointments on my calendar for Tuesday, because I thought the Tuesday was Christmas. And then I was wondering why I don't have any meeting schedule for Wednesday. Well, Wednesday is Christmas Day. Oh my God. What was I thinking? What did I have on my mind? This is, and so my whole world is rock right now. Because I have a whole nother day to get it together. I have a whole nother day to plan it. I have a whole nother day to organize it. I got a whole extra day before it has to be done and everything gets shut down. I can't. Okay, so, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is all great. This is all great. I'm so glad I figured this out before. Yeah, because I got something special I want to do for Christmas. I may or may not tell Steve Thompson about it. I don't know. But if it all can happen, I got an extra day to pull it off. I can't wait to tell Steve. He always likes it when I do amazing, crazy, I can't believe it's not butter things. And this is one of those crazy, I can't believe it's not butter ideas. And so I'm going to bounce it off Steve, see what he thinks. And then if he thinks it's a good idea, I'm going to run with it, even though it sounds bananas. I'm going to run with it. I'm going to run with it. If Steve can co-sign on me, because you always need a friend to co-sign on your crazy ideas. I try not to keep too many people in my circle who talk me down when I have good ideas. I need somebody who says, go for it. We need more of those people in our corner in 2025. I think we need to do a friend check. Like, write down all the people that are your friends, all the people that you hang with, all the people that you love, and who are those people that encourage you, that talk you up, who make you believe and feel like you can take on the world and do great, amazing things. Those are the only people I have left in my corner. And there were some friends that I have that I love that's been around me for a long time, but we don't really talk a lot anymore. Why? Because the first thing they always said was, girl, I don't think that's a good idea. Girl, you sure you can do that? Who's going to pay for that? How you going to fund it? Nothing ever's been done like that before. Mm-hmm. That's why we're not friends anymore. Y'all keep them people out your corner. We'll be right back. And I tell you what, there is something new coming for my friends who are business owners in Stillwater Township, Rogers, Hugo, Corcoran, Grant, Cologne. Let me tell you something. Every year in February, I have an event called Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol, and it brings business owners from across the state to St. Paul so that we can talk to our legislators about things that are concerning to us. Some people need finances. Some people need infrastructure. But there were business owners in several cities, Stillwater Township, Rogers, and Hugo, who were like, we don't have reliable internet. We don't have an opportunity to do everything that we need to do because we don't have the internet available in our area that is going to give us high speed so we can make sure we can take our orders. We can tap. It's ridiculous. We can't do business like this. And they were going to talk to the auditor. They were going to talk to the Speaker of the House. They were going to talk to Bobby Champion and Aaron Murphy and Melissa Hortman and Julie Blaha and so many of these other legislators who were there to say, if you want us to have our business up and running, if you want us to keep doing what we're doing, we got to have some reliable internet for our businesses. And so when I heard about this, I was like, okay, we got to talk about this because this is some great news that I'll be bringing to business owners at Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol in February on the 3rd. I can talk to these folks who came to us last year and said that they had a problem, and I can tell them that it's been fixed. So I invited Megan Mason on the show. She's joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Megan is with Comcast, and Megan, girl, you got some good news. Hello. For my business owners. Hey, girl. Hey, girl. Hey, happy holidays. But girl, it's going to be some even happier business owners in Corcoran and Grant and Rogers because the things that they were complaining about are not something that they're going to have to deal with anymore. What's going on?
Yeah, you got it, Shaletta. It's 2,400 new homes and businesses just in time for the holidays. Getting fast, symmetrical internet. You talked about it, making sure they can support all the purchases they need to for their clients. I'm thinking about families that are trying to call their loved ones over Wi-Fi and able to do it now. So we're really excited to do that for these communities.
Now, is this something that's up and running right now? Is this something that's happening in the future? Talk to me about this digital growth that's happening, this expansion that you got going on.
Right. Yeah. So we've completed these six communities and we continue to find more and more homes around the edges of them to continue adding onto as well. I got to be out in the field with our fiber teams just recently and connecting all the optical fibers and making sure we could light up all the homes and businesses. And then pretty soon into 2025, we will be going into Chanhazen as well as Now Then. So really excited to keep providing more services to our community.
Okay, girl, please forgive me for being ignorant, but, you know, because we have Comcast High Speed here in my house. I have a podcasting network. I'm streaming. I'm doing live interviews all the time, and I can't be talking to Gail King, and then my interview, my stream cut out. I can't be asking my kids to get off the iPad so that I could do a podcast. We got to have the best internet available so that my kids could do their homework, so that I could run my business, and nobody has to stop, right? But I didn't. Not until Black Entrepreneurs Day, when these business owners came to me and told me they had problems because they don't have the internet. I thought that you could get Comcast anywhere. I did not know, and this is me being ignorant, that some communities, some cities did not have access to Xfinity internet. I thought that it was just everywhere, but that is not the case.
Right. Yeah, you can't just turn it on like a light switch. It takes a lot of effort from a lot of folks and collaboration with the city to make all of that happen and make sure we can get the services out to everybody.
Okay. Now, do you have the scoop? Are there any more cities coming up, girl? You got something you can share with the people who are listening? You know, I always like scoops. Nothing better than scoops.
Absolutely. We've got, well, Chanhazen is a big one that we've already started, and we will be growing to about 7,000 homes and businesses in Chanhazen next year. And then our community of Nowthen, who was previously unserved, underserved as well. So those are the big ones. And then we will continue to just look and listen to community demand, just like you mentioned from Black Entrepreneurs Day, and figure out where we can get our services to next to go ahead and help those folks.
Well, I don't know if Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol had anything to do with it, because y'all were there last year. Damian Campbell was there and spoke, and so many people stopped him. Otis was there the year before that. So many people and stopped and talked to him about some of their concerns. We even have a picture of Otis from a couple of years ago, and there were like a bunch of people around him. He looked like a rock star, girl. It was like an Usher concert or something. But I just thank you all so much for answering the call, because in order for these business owners to continue to not just survive but thrive, they need every tool at their disposal. And a lot of times, know, that's something that you don't think about, right? You start your business, you have your business plan, you get your loan or your grant, you get the brick and mortar that you want, you got all your equipment, you've advertised, you've marketed, and then you get ready to open your doors, girl, and you ain't got no reliable. I mean, that's not something that you. I mean, that's not really something that you start thinking about until you don't have it.
Right. Yeah, you might just think you just turn it on like a light switch, right? And it's amazing, different places that don't even have strong cell phone signal, right? And so being able to get Wi-Fi to these communities not only cares for their internet needs, but helps them connect even, you know, over the cell phone through Wi-Fi to make sure that they can get out and call to whoever they need to. So super excited. But, you know, the other thing, Shaletta, that I think you would like is that we're not just building out to get internet, mobile, you know, all of our services out. We continue to invest in the community. So it's not just about the products and services. In the last 3 years, we've put in $5.25 million into donations and in-kind to nonprofits in these communities as well.
Wow. I love it. I appreciate it. I thank you. I can't wait to start hearing reports from my small business owners in those six cities that you expanded to. Those are the same business owners who had complaints last year and concerns about how they were going to keep going with the internet service that they had. And here you guys step in and make it happen. So to everybody on your team, girl, we say thank you. We say happy holidays and Merry Christmas to those who celebrate. And we appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays, and happy holidays to all the people and businesses in these communities. Wish you all the best.
Thanks. That is Megan Mason from Comcast joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. I'm talking to my work husband, Steve Thompson. I have a crazy idea about something that I want to do. I have not opened my mouth to say this to anybody yet, but I'm going to ask Steve what he thinks, if he thinks I can pull it off, if it can be done. When we come back. It is the most wonderful time of the year. Folks are nicer. They're sweeter. They're kinder. I mean, even the way we drive is different, right? Because it's Christmas time and we don't want to end up on Santa's naughty list, right? And I just love hanging out with my friends on the radio. Steve Thompson, my work husband, is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Steve, you are the person, and I was just talking about you earlier. When I say I have a big, giant, crazy idea, you always tell me go for it. You always tell me you can do it. I mean, we got to have people in our corner who are going to cheer us on. I have strategically been eliminating people out of my life who can't be my Scottie Pippen when I'm Michael Jordan and the Pistons have given me the food poisoning, and I still got to go out here and score these 900 points. I need somebody who's going to pick me up and help me, not somebody who's going to tell me I can't do it. That encouragement is so important.
Yeah, I just want to know how crazy is it.
Oh, look. Wait. Okay. So here's the idea. What was Steve? Have we not gone through some crazy ideas together before? I was all the way on Ellen DeGeneres' show riding the cannon. I got that RV. It fell out the sky, right? Them books. I mean, you were the first podcast network. Like, you are always like the first person that I bounce these crazy ideas off of, and they always work because you always encourage me. So I'm going to need you to back me up on the next crazy idea.
All right, let's go.
Okay, so I was trying to figure out what I was going to do big for Christmas for somebody else, somebody outside of my family. And we were getting people signed up for Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol, which is coming up on February the 3rd, 2025. And so one of the business owners who RSVP said, hey, listen, tell Shaletta I've got a GoFundMe set up and my family and I need her help. And so I went to the GoFundMe and it says, we are Jervis and Catherine White, the proud founders of Black Roots Sauces and Seasonings. Our journey began in 2021, fueled by our love of food and family. Our family car, which is the backbone of our business, is now showing its age with nearly 300,000 miles. It's been a trooper, but with wear and tear, we need a new car. And so they started a GoFundMe so that they can get a new van so they can make their delivery orders and everything. And so far, Steve, they have only raised $165.
Really? That seems kind of low.
That seems kind of low, right? And so I did my due diligence because they are from Newport. So I called Washington County Commissioner Carla Bingham and I said, Carla, do you know these people? I said, are they good people? She was like, Shaletta, these are solid people. They're business owners. They've just fallen on hard times. They've got two special needs kids. And we know, you and I, Steve, the challenge of having special needs children. And she said their car broke down. And so, you know, they're having a hard time, you know, keeping their business going because they require delivery services and all this kinds of stuff. And they need a van. And so, Steve, you already know where I'm going, Steve, can I go buy them a van and drive it to their house and surprise them with the van? Can I like go get a van from like Invergrove Honda or Burnsville Motors or something and put a boat on it and just drive it up to their house? Steve, think about it. Steve, can I do it, Steve?
Here's the thing.
I think
it's phenomenal, but there are a lot of great companies in town. There are a lot of great car dealer groups in town. Take it to the next step. Partner with them. do a good deed with them. I'm not going to name names, but there's a lot of big car dealer groups in town. It probably doesn't need to be brand new.
No, it could be used. It could be used.
It could be a certified used vehicle.
And
get together with them. Tell them what you can do, how you can bring them some positive publicity, but partner with one of those groups. And then in turn, you can expand that and say, hey, we help this business. This business can help your business. You know, make that be the conduit or that connection.
You know, because that way I don't have to pay for the whole thing. And that's what I was. I called my accountant this morning when I saw the GoFundMe, and I was like, do we have the profits for the year to do it? She was like, Shaletta, it's close. I don't think you're going to be able to pull it off. You know, it's a lot. And so I wanted to do it. I was like, well, maybe I could take something on my personal account, but I ain't even bought my kids they gifts yet. And I was like, Andrew got tuition to be paid. I'm like, Lord, how am I going to do this? Because this family needs a car. And I know that the Lord didn't allow me to see this and not react to it or just turn and walk away from it. You know, that's not in me. But I see, this is why I love you, Steve. So and it's funny because before I came on the show today, I went to 3 dealerships. I went to Big Man Motors all the way in Farmington. And then I went to Burnsville. What is the name of this place? It's Burnsville Motors. And I talked to a guy named Cross about it because they had a Honda Odyssey, because I got an Odyssey. So I know Odyssey's a good car. So I was looking for an Odyssey.
I've had one. They're good. Yeah.
And so then before the show, I went over and talked to Bob Rose over at the Invergrove Honda. And I was telling Mr. Bob about it because I was so excited. And he starts giggling. And I said, well, what's so funny? And Mr. Bob said, in all my 35 years of selling cars, I've never heard of anything like this. I said, well, you know what, Mr. Bob, damn it. We're about to do something new in your 35th year of selling cars, because we're going to buy this car and we're going to drive it over there. We're going to put a big bow on it. And he just giggled because it sounded crazy because he's never heard about anything like this before. But Steve, that would be perfect, because I'm telling you, when my accountant was sweating bullets today on a Saturday calling her, she was like, I don't think you're going to be able to pull it off. But if I could get a partner. Oh, Steve, that's so smart.
And there's dealership groups in town. Bring your cause. And then from there, you could probably expand it and help small business owners in need and get people on board, get the word out. And then you've got a partner. It's good for them. It's good for you. And then most importantly, helping these folks who need it.
Yeah. Oh, Steve, you are so smart. Okay. So what you got coming up on your show today?
We've got Doug around the corner. We're going to talk computers, people spending a lot more time around their computers, shopping, et cetera. The weather's kind of cold. And then a little bit later, we'll talk sports, Timberwolves. We'll talk a lot of college football, pro football, the Vikes and Seahawks. The Vikes have a chance to win the division. We'll do all of that today.
Whoop, whoop. Okay, they saying Kevin O'Connell for Coach of the Year. What do you think?
I certainly got a shot. We'll see how they finish, though, how they finish, what they do in the playoffs. But a very good candidate. It's been an extraordinary job by him.
Yes, it has. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you, your daughters, your beautiful wife, Michelle. I love you, brother, and you have an amazing show.
All right, Shaletta, you as well.
All right, and thank y'all for listening. Look for me on TV. Who knows, on Tuesday, we might just be able to pull this thing off, thanks to my friend Steve Thompson and his great idea. You all have a great day, and Merry Christmas.